This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, Murph here. If you've been following the saga on my Twitter, then you know why the episode is delayed. We had some remote recording problems. I'm going to need to switch up my editing process and bring in some help, which means I need a little more time. So rather than keep pushing it back and screwing up our schedule in the long run, we're going to post a live show this week and get back to the campaign next week. This should set us up to be posting everything on time again. This was our Boston show. It was originally released as a mixed bag, so I'm sorry if you've heard it, patrons, but we're going to be doing a long Q&A on Patreon for you as the short rest this week, and I hope that makes it up. This is from our Nannerfly Effect tour, and is truly, truly one of the dumbest episodes we've ever done. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that I mixed up the names of King Cyrus Coldane with his son, Cyril Coldane, so you hear me say Cyrus a bunch when I mean Cyril, but you'll get it. Context clues, people. It's obvious. I'm just a dumbass, apparently. Anyway, thank you for your patience with the delays. Hopefully this will set us up to get back to normal. We're also streaming a bunch on our Twitch, so if you're starved for content, go to twitch.tv/nadpod. Without further ado, please enjoy NadPod live in Boston.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy. Thank you. Joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, sharp foot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshot. Moonshine Sabin, the twice engaged, oft enraged mushroom mage who came here today to fucking play. Bring it on, come on.
Yeah! Yes.
And of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Thank you. Beverly Togold V, a halfling knight with a crown of green, here to delight the town of Beans.
Yeah.
All right.
Kalukale!
Kalukale!
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Nannerfly Effect Tour. So tonight we are going to be replaying an important moment in the podcast that was decided by a die roll. Tonight we will be replaying a critical perception check. That hard one not only failed, but forgot to use a luck point on.
Leave a man alone.
Brutal.
Yuck it up. Yuck it up. You're a murderer, man. You're sick. You know that? You're fucking sick.
This, of course, was a perception check that Hard One failed, and in a way, Jake failed. out on the balcony at Vinral's Castle in Frostwind, one fateful night when we lost Gemma Bronzebeard to an assassin's knife. Pour one out for Gemma. Please don't pour one out anywhere.
Don't. These are expensive.
Yeah.
My spell cards.
Caldwell did spill his spell cards in the hallway right before we got out of here.
Spill cards.
That's really good. That's a really good joke. You got me.
So guys, let's do a little recap to set the scene. So the band of boobs are in Frostwind, having just snuck into a welcome party for Hard One's ex-girlfriend, Gemma Bronzebeard's wedding.
Ex-ish.
They're kind of a thing still, maybe. Gemma is a member, of course, of one of the most important families in Irondeep and was engaged to Gerard Coldane, a.k.a. the Pale Prince, heir to the throne of Frostwind. The wedding is not for a few days, but you all happened to arrive around the same time that the Bronzebeards arrived from Irondeep, and you guys caught wind of a welcome party hosted by another prominent Frostwind family. Moonshine and Beverly talked their way onto the guest list, while Hard One snuck in, polymorphed into a wolf.
You're welcome.
Through a series of romantic shenanigans, you were able to get a message to Gemma to meet Hard One out on the balcony. And then Moonshine was pulled away from lookout duty by one of the by one of her many fiancés in Frostwind.
Yeah, do you remember his name?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. We'll call him, what was it? I heard Bennifer. We'll call him Bennifer.
Bennifer, of course.
Beautiful.
Who could forget a character with such a rich a backstory as Bennifer? She was pulled away from guard duty because she had promised him a dance, and Beverly was pulled away by an old man that needed help in the bathroom.
There are no bounds to a Green Knight's duty.
So why don't we start there in the bathroom with Beverly?
need more toilet paper.
Okay,
Not enough here.
I'm running back. I'm like running to every stall, just like collecting rolls. Is this enough? This has to be enough.
The 5 rolls not enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Overflowing in here. You need to come unclog while I keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I attach a plunger to the end of a javelin.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Off to a great start. Shout out to the 2 crew. Are you
so
kidding?
So poetic, number 2. Wow.
Sweet, sweet poetry.
The dice are as immature as we are.
Yep. That's a 10 total for my attack on that.
You throw the plunger, it completely misses the toilet, it hits the dude in the face and pins him up against the wall.
I'm going to die.
Oh, okay, I pull it off, and then I pray to Pelor to increase the ply of the toilet paper.
Go ahead and give me a religion check.
Great, great. That's going to be a 19.
19.
Pelor, please.
Yeah, this is, it's Charmin up in this bench now. He is well taken care of. As we cut over to...
I've changed his fate!
We have to be cutting to Moonshine and her dance partner, right?
Right, of course. We cut over to Moonshine and her dance partner.
Papa, I need you to chaperone,
Papa,
okay?
Is with Hard One right now.
Oh! What? Huh?
Yeah,
it's
just
I
you guys.
Feel
fuzzy
scared.
Little cock block.
Now, when we get married, I figure we do very religious ceremony.
That's you know, I get pretty religious for Melora. It's usually pretty nude. How do you feel about that at a wedding ceremony?
I think we both wear turtlenecks. I think very long church service, very short reception. You have to pay for alcohol. You know what? No alcohol at all. What do you say? But we charge at the door anyway to go to church.
You know, I gotta be honest. I don't think we're gonna make it to the wedding. So whatever you want sounds good. Let's do it.
Yes, you live wild and free. I love you. Eat the rat.
So Hard One. You and Gemma have had this romantic reunion out under the beautiful cold night sky. You talked about how her father never wanted you two to be together, and you lamented the fact that you didn't get to call it quits on your own terms. Gemma shared some troubling news about the upcoming wedding, that she had yet to meet Gerard Coldane in real life, and that the Frost Dwarves were being cagey about it. And then perhaps it was the thrill of seeing an old flame in an unexpected place, or maybe it was just true love. But Hard One and Gemma shared a kiss under the brilliant Frostwind sky and the purple crack in the material plane.
Oh.
And that is where we are now. So Hard One, Hard one.
Let's role play that for another 30 seconds.
Yeah, babe. Let me bite your tongue a little bit.
Ow. Ow. No, what? It's hot, but I,
no,
it hurts.
No, that's not enough.
It's
that's
hot.
Not good.
It's hot, but it hurts
what
a little
if
bit.
I just, what if I just bite your lip instead of your tongue?
Whoa.
Okay, what about
down.
That? That's better? That's a little better?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Let's just hug. Can we just hug for a second? Sorry, just hold me.
Go. So, hard one, you, Gemma holds you. You Aww. Feel her beard brush up against yours.
Gloriously and it, entwined.
Beards entwined under the night sky. And in this moment, you forget all about the sneaking around, all of the judgment. It's just you and her. And hard one, you let your guard down.
Oh.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
What do I add to perception? That's a 17.
Oh!
Much better this time around.
What do I see, baby?
Hard one. You and Gemma are holding each other. You're feeling safe. But then suddenly you hear the sound. You hear it. This person is super quick, but you're always kind of on high alert. You're almost...
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. You're back in that place where, like, when you guys were in high school, you and Gemma would make out, and you would need to, like, run away and hide if one of her... if a family member or her dad came home,
totally.
And you would need to hide. So you're in that place right now.
Nothing gets by me.
Yeah. And you hear the door kick open to this balcony, and hard one, you see a cloaked... assassin burst through the door and toss a dagger. What do you do?
Hark! I push Gemma aside. Push her aside!
All right.
I'm moving out of the goddamn way!
Yeah!
Papa leaps in front and takes the dagger for her.
Me!
He does not! Emily Haxford, excuse you. Don't get them riled. We're going to have a riot.
A rear it.
Hard one. You bump Gemma out of the way, and this dagger is coming straight for you now.
Ooh.
Cool. Whatever.
And it hits.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to give me 2 constitution saving throws.
Whoa.
Okay.
Can Papa give me a help action?
You already rolled with advantage. Oh yeah.
Let me roll a perception check for Papa to see if he was surprised or not. That's a natural 5 for Papa. Papa's just as surprised as you were the first time around. Papa has pissed himself.
Aw, baby.
And Gemma slipped in it and is arguably safer now. She, like, completely falls out of the way.
Safe today.
Wow, little miracles.
I'd really hate to see her break her neck on Papa piss.
So, hard one, you take 9 piercing damage, and then what did you get on your constitution check?
It's a check?
You got 2 saving throws.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. So I got a 14 and a 10. And Emily just whispered that to me, and I still didn't say it quickly.
Okay. So you take an additional 24 poison damage.
Whoa.
And you, as the dagger sticks into you, kind of immediately start to get tunnel vision. You start to feel yourself fading. Hard one, go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
What about, am I sensing Pawpaw scrambliness?
You are not, but you guys, here's what I'm going to allow. Caldwell, you may play as Gemma. Oh. And
careful, you shenanigan-ridden little boy.
Please don't. I'm just realizing this now. Please don't, like, fall off the tower and kill Gemma. That is the whole point of this show. Keep her alive. Emily, you may play Papa.
Amazing.
Me.
So Papa doesn't need to attack. He can give help actions. He can try to grab something with sleight of paw. everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Awesome.
I got a 13.
17.
21.
Papa!
Whoa. Scramble, man. I guess I'll just spend the time wringing the piss out of my beard.
the way you do that
Papa,
is so hot.
Papa is first.
Okay. Papa wants to scramble up and unhood this assassin.
Ooh.
He wants to use his scrambled little fingers and tear it apart like it's a juicy dumpling of trash.
That's what he does best.
Sweet. Papa's going to go ahead and scramble up, grabs the hood of the cloak, and jumps off. Cloak tears off. And hard one, you see the face of this dwarf, and it looks really unnatural. At first he just kind of looks like a normal frost dwarf. He's got blue skin and like a white beard. But as you look into his eyes, you see it's this unnatural red, which frost dwarves do not have red eyes. He does not have like the weathered face that you would expect of a frost dwarf. It almost looks elven. It's like smooth and handsome. And it kind of looks out of place. That is Gemma's turn. Gemma is like a diplomat, so doesn't have great attacks or anything, but she can like, you can take a hide action, you can help hard one in some way, you can try to grab the assassin.
I don't have any weapons on me or anything.
No.
Okay. I think I say, like, no one does that to my king.
You are taking some artistic, these are some moves here.
And I do, yeah, I want to try and, like, grapple the assassin so Hard Run can get some hits in.
Sweet. Ahead and do an athletics check.
Okay.
It's just going to be it's a plus zero.
That's a six.
Six. You slip and possum piss and roll out of the way.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Sorry, babe.
No, you're brave. You are so brave and beautiful. Let's make out again really quick.
Get down here.
Papa pisses again.
It's been so long since we braided beards.
This is so much less poetic than the first time. So this assassin is going to go ahead and take two swings on you, Hard One.
You weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, well, I would never let anything happen to my lover.
You tell him.
This assassin misses twice.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
No, don't worry, Gemma. I'll keep you safe. As I always have and always will.
God, I missed you.
There's nothing to fear as long as Hard One is here. I'm going to take...
10 out of 10 times this happens, you live, girl.
I'm going to swing my axe, Gemma, not the person Gemma, at the assassin.
You named your axe Gemma?
Yeah, I did.
That's hot.
Because it cuts me deep.
Damn.
That is a 16 to hit the assassin.
That hits.
Yes.
Woo!
Give me this. Tight.
What's mine is yours.
13 damage.
Sweet.
And I'll swing at that hot elven dwarf pale thing again.
Yeah, do you think I'm hot? What?
Your skin's smooth.
Thanks.
That is a 15. Does that hit him?
15 does hit.
Wow.
Nice.
You're hot and weak.
I like to keep it light.
That's 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay.
And this thing tried to kill my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to action surge on him.
Nice.
23 to hit.
Super hits.
Shout out to the two crew. I'm going to re-roll that, though. Mm-hmm. 17 damage.
Nice.
Jeez.
And shout out to the three Kree. That's a 12 to hit.
That does not hit.
Then I'll use a luck point.
Nice. There we
why
go.
Why the fuck not?
We learn and we grow.
24 to hit.
Super hits.
13 damage.
13 damage. This dude is looking messed up. He does much better when he just kicks indoors and throws daggers at people who aren't wearing armor. Then on initiative one, going to go ahead and roll a perception check. Hard one. You guys are making quite a commotion up here. You are in a full-on fight.
And we're making out pretty loud,
yeah,
too.
And you were, it was, I think it was mostly the making out. It was the necking, honestly.
It's very dry. Our lips are chapped.
It's because I'm nervous. I don't have a lot of saliva. It's like sandpaper against a fish.
God, I missed it.
And you see, dear Lord, you see a few guards from House Vinrell run out, see this fight out on the balcony, and one of them's yelling, "Assassin, assassin, save the princess, save the princess!" And they run
off. That's what I'm doing, idiot.
They take off down the stairs.
Cool.
That is background to Papa.
All right, I guess Papa's just going to attack the attacking hand, just like bite onto it to try to give him disadvantage.
Sweet. Yeah, go ahead and make an attack roll. If you hit his AC, I'll say he has disadvantage on his next attack.
What do I add to it?
Papa, I'll say plus five.
Six.
He's got five decks. That's he's scrambly as hell.
16, sweet 16.
16 hits. Papa fully bites onto his hand. Oh, what is this? What is this little rat thing? Ah!
Oh, now you've gone and done it.
Hard one.
As he waves him around, it's like a sprinkler of piss.
Oh, it's not even my hand. His teeth are like blunted or something. It's more the piss than anything.
Hard one. I thought you hated animals.
I'm great with animals. A lot has changed. A lot's changed since you know me. I'm a wonderful, wonderful pet father.
Gosh. You're just a polished diamond now with a beard.
That's right.
That is Gemma's turn.
Great. I want to hold a reaction to basically just back Hard One up. Basically, I think what I want to do is I want to pull the long barrettes out of my hair and prepare to just stab into the assassin's neck.
Right on. That is the assassin's turn. Assassin's going to take, because of Pawpaw, a couple attacks with disadvantage. That is a 19 to hit.
That do hit.
That does Ooh. Still hit. Okay.
Do.
I was lowly level 8 back then.
That is going to be 16 damage, hard one.
Okay.
And then on the second attack, still with disadvantage, misses on that one. That is your turn, hard one. I'll say with Gemma's help, you get advantage on your attacks.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to try to stab this guy with a barrette.
Sweet.
25 to hit.
Super hits.
Nice. And it is a mithril barrette.
16 damage.
Hard one, finish him.
I take my axe, I hand it to Gemma, and I whisper in her ear, "Watch this."
Are you like behind me, like holding it like a golf swing or something like that?
I was actually planning on just taking Papa and having him piss in the assassin's mouth to death.
We can do that too.
Tight. That's what I do.
You poison this man with possum piss.
What? You've never drank possum piss?
It's got restorative properties.
You see
I drank a little possum piss afterwards to show my virility.
Huh. Wow.
I can do it and survive.
You know, it's making my beard quite lustrous.
Yes, that's right. It's an essential oil, essentially.
The most essential.
Hard one. You see, as this assassin dies, something very strange happens. You see that his face disappears.
Papa, what have you been drinking?
You see where his eyes, nose, and mouth were, suddenly just disappears, and there's just this void, just this blank face, and he collapses onto the ground dead.
Cool. Can I decapitate him real quick?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I'll chop off his head.
Sweet. Hard one. You go to chop off his head. You have been running on adrenaline, but you were poisoned with a powerful poison at the beginning of this fight. And as you swing down, you feel the tunnel vision gets worse and worse and worse.
I told you I'd protect us. Don't worry about anything.
Hang in there, babe.
I always got your back. You know that. I never let anything happen to you.
Okay. You're okay. You're okay. Guards!
Hard one, you pass out.
Of course.
Now, Beverly and Moonshine, inside.
Yes.
You guys, Beverly, you have finished up.
I think I've actually just become the bathroom attendant at this point.
Thank you. Here's a little tip. You give me a napkin.
Wonderful. You would like a mint?
Mint would be nice. Thank you.
Okay. And then, of course, I have some vodka as well, if you'd like some of that.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a little vodka. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Drinks a little vodka. You see that there is another bathroom attendant in there?
What the fuck do you think you're doing coming on my turf, man?
Beverly is the richest bathroom attendant of all time.
All right, I'll split my tips with you. Fine.
All right, I think you're a very charismatic. All right, yeah. I'm just going to go sit on the toilet and fuck off. Fuck you, I love you, either rat. Goes
love
and
you.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Moonshine, you out on the dance floor see this, and... Beverly, you see this. You come out to the dance floor and rejoin Moonshine and Balnor.
Hey.
Who, as you remember, is kind of drunk and breaking it down with all the frost dwarf moms.
You are so sweaty.
Yeah, man. This is the best night of my life, dude.
You have so many speaking stone numbers written on your arm.
They're into me, dude. This is the best night of my life.
You see that a few guards have run down. People start shouting. You see people are running up towards where you guys saw Hard One go.
Uh-oh.
You guys see they cut the music. Very quickly, everyone is cleared off of the dance floor. You see guards wearing Vinryl's colors, as well as... Frostwind City Guard hopping into action. There were a few here because this was obviously between, important families and stuff. They bring in some iron dwarves that were, like, patrolling the gardens outside. They bring them in. They're these iron golems with fiery forge bellies that stand about 8 feet tall. And you see they begin lining people up against the wall, and basically telling you guys to stand still. And you guys see Gemma Bronzebeard chasing after like a couple iron dwarves and city guard and Vinryl guards as they carry Hard One out of the castle. Gemma's like, wait, he was helping me. He saved my life.
Yeah, King Cildan will decide. He was last person who saw what happened. We'll find out what happened.
And you see, as Gemma is chasing after, kind of trying to explain the situation, you see Jaina Bronzebeard, who is there with like a Bronzebeard house steward named Beryl, who is not a nice guy, does not like Hard One. You see Jaina hops up, and she's like, Gemma, get over here. What were you doing? What is Hard One Shorefoot doing here? She starts getting into it with Gemma. They pull her aside.
Do I look hot while I'm passed out? Like I was
Yeah, the hair is like down in your face. You're like Thor when he gets captured or something.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. I don't watch superhero movies.
Just wanted to make sure. I just want to make sure. I'll go back to being passed out now. Sorry, everybody.
Hard One is carried off and
hotly. And that's the last time I'll interrupt.
Looking super hot.
You're not often nice to me, and I really appreciate
that.
Yeah, you didn't even make him roll or anything.
Here's the thing about me. I will torture you, but I'll let you be hot while I do it.
That's the mark of
honestly,
a good DM.
Honestly, that's all we ask.
Moonshine and Beverly, you guys are rounded up as well.
Oh.
And you guys see, they dismiss a bunch of people who don't seem super important, but they do round up some members of the Vineral family and some people who might have grudges and such. And you guys are all brought to the Cold Iron Keep, which is Frostwind Castle. It stands taller than the rest of the city. It's like three very large stories tall. The first two stories look like a beautiful Gothic castle built of black stone and iron, spires shooting out of the tops of the guard towers. There are stone busts of dwarven kings and stained glass windows. The third floor is almost all glass. It's almost shaped like a big lantern. You can see the glow of a hearth in the middle of it, and you can only imagine what the view of the rift must be like in that room. Hard One, you come to... And you are being, you're like,
all right, chill out, buddy.
We've never had Sorry. Such a hot prisoner.
Who are you? You're new.
Hey, I'm Darnell.
Oh, yes, Darnell, I've known you a long time. You're acting weird.
And I am Yaroslav.
I am just enchanted by hot men.
Yes, he does look pretty good. You're looking pretty good there, man.
Thank you. I didn't mean to startle you with my karate, but I'm just always alert and ready for action.
What you do, like burpees?
To defend those that I love.
Yes, no. Karate, very bad. Body, good, though. I don't... You didn't get it from karate.
Okay, karate. I go outside to get coffee. Goodbye.
Bye, Darnell.
I followed, but I'd get tea.
I'll see.
Wait, Darnell, I was just getting to know you.
I'll see both of you at the bowling tomorrow.
Do you need a fourth?
He'd be good
I'm
at
a remarkable
ball.
Athlete.
I don't know if we're friends yet. You found a very compromising position, my friend.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry, I saved your queen.
My queen?
Princess?
My
Someone
princess?
Someone else's princess? The bride, come on.
Yes, I understand what you are saying, but I am Frost Dwarf. I got to be honest. All these summer dwarfs coming in here, not, you know.
Hey, trust me, I don't like those summer dwarfs either.
Yes, where are you from?
Technically, okay, well, here's,
You are big summer dwarf, aren't you?
I'm a large summer dwarf.
You're the biggest summer dwarf of them all. Yeah. Yes.
I grew up with them. I honestly hate them as much as you do.
Interesting. Hard One, you are dragged through the castle gardens, the snowy area with a sculpture recreating the moment of the three founding dwarves when they got their king's hammers. You guys go
Man,
past.
What would it be like to have one of those?
You see all the guards laugh. Like, you'll ever get to do that, dude.
I look down forlornly.
Darnell pats him on the back.
I don't know, maybe.
I knew you were cool, Darnell.
Darnell, where's my tea?
We were out of tea. I'm so sorry.
What was your name again?
Yaroslav.
Just tearing up my Beverly character sheet.
So you guys, and I don't mean Darnell and Yaroslav. I mean Balnor, Beverly, Moonshine, and of course Hard One. You guys enter the main hall, And you guys see that the floors are made of beautiful marble. Big stone pillars line the walls. Between the pillars are stained glass recreations of the tale of the founding dwarves. And then you see there is this big centerpiece behind the throne that shows all of them getting their hammers from Moradin. The throne itself is made of iron, but big geodes and crystals sprout from it. And sitting on it is King Cyrus Culdain, this mighty but older-looking pale dwarf, blue-skinned with a giant white beard and long hair. He wears a platinum breastplate adorned with gem sockets. You see he's flanked by various advisors and iron dwarves. You also see Culdain's younger, shittier son, Cyril Culdain, sitting off to the side, reading a graphic scroll and looking bored.
Oh, Dad, do I really have to be here, man? That's so fucking stupid, dude. It is not fucking stupid. You need to be here. It's a trial. The princess was almost killed. Oh, man, I just want to read and play video games, man.
Beverly turns to Moonshine and says, leave him to me.
Romantic episode.
Yeah, you see he looks up and locks eyes with Beverly from across the room.
Who is that?
In your eyes.
I mean, Bev, it's not like you'd ever kiss someone other than Erlen, right?
No. No, obviously not.
I am complete in your eyes.
Yeah, you see Balnor still super drunk and has no kind of grasp on how serious the situation is. Yeah, man, you're young. You gotta just go for it, dude.
You brought a goblet with you.
Yeah,
how did you do that?
Man, it's a walk me down, brother.
Respect, Balnor, respect.
You guys see... This is a very serious situation.
It always is.
You see, dozens of witnesses and various people from the party have been rounded up, but Hard One Shorefoot is front and center. Hard One, you've been revived enough. They bring a cleric for in front of you who heals you of your poison. And now you're just very hurt instead of being very hurt and poisoned.
Cool. I'm good. I can hack
you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, well, thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
I was good. I probably just could have slept it off, but I appreciate it.
Any you help? Would have died if not for me and the light of Moradin.
Cool.
Denounce whatever other gods you pray to.
Wow.
I don't pray to any other gods, but no.
You see the priest nods.
I respect you.
Come on, so I...
You're as cool as Darnell, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh, shit, you're still here.
No love for Yaroslav?
I forgot how to pronounce the name.
Yaroslav, this dude rules, man. You want a drink? Please stop drinking at trial. Very bad.
Balnor is also bound and brought forward.
What the fuck you doing, man? I thought this was a party.
Can we roll and see if Balnor made a connection with the noble on the dance floor that would allow him to have advantage?
Have diplomatic immunity? Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Who the hell did you grind with, man?
That's an 11. I don't know what Balnor's charisma is.
11? Balnor, in fact, damaged his reputation by dancing with various members of rival houses.
Oh, no.
So Balnor's hips don't lie, but they should have.
Yeah.
What, ladies? There's enough for me to go around. I will see you dead. I will kill you in an alley.
You guys see King Culdain... clears his throat and speaks up, and he goes,
you were all at scene of the crime, Gemma Bronzebeard. My future daughter-in-law was nearly killed in Vineral Castle. There will be a thorough investigation.
And then you see Wilhelm Bronzebeard, Gemma's father, who has always had it out for Hard One. This dude's a knob.
He's a freaking knob, dude.
Who said that? He's not here. He's not here. You guys see Wilhelm Bronzebeard marches in, flanked by Bronzebeard knights, and he is freaking out, being held back, going, "He did it! He had something to do with it! Why else would Ardwin Surefoot be here?"
Good to see you too, man.
Oh, yeah. You just couldn't not, you always had to be here, don't you? Just trying to snake your way into my family. You've never been any good.
Yarsgarv, are you going to stand for this?
I must defend the hot one.
Hot one, Surefoot.
Hot one.
Your Majesty.
Hot one, steady hand. He's very hot.
Please do not speak ill of this very hot man.
The king goes, "You two guards, what are you talking about? We do not know this man. We do not. He is clearly very hot. That is fine. That goes without saying. We don't need to say it. It's fine. Let's put it out there. He's freaking hot.
He's freaking hot, yes.
All right. We've all said it. That's the last time we're all going to say it. If you want to say his hot one more time, you can say it one more time.
He's very hot.
He's hot.
He's very hot.
God damn, I hope they're doing a good job recording this episode.
This is not canon, though, right, Mer?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely, 100%.
Mer, can it be canon, dude?
All right, we'll delete all the episodes and put this one as episode 35.
And then we'll start over from episode 36.
We'll just fucking start over, dude. You got it.
Oh, Yaroslav, I find tea.
But this is chamomile. I need a pick-me-up.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you two guards please stop talking? You're very low in the rankings to be talking right now. This is weird. We talked about how hot the prisoner was. We don't need to talk anymore.
You guys see Wilhelm's freaking out. He's like, why else would he be here? He had something to do with this. He's always been jealous of our family. He's always been trying to weasel his way in. And now he sees she's about to get married. Now he suddenly shows up.
Speaking of marriage, Moonshine Sabin, future Mrs. Coldane, may I introduce my lawyer?
Hard One sidesteps behind a long table, adjusts his tie, and sits down.
Papa steps forward. Meow, 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 meow.
Sorry, excuse me. I whisper in Papa's ear for a moment. I sit back down.
Beverly is typing on a tiny little keyboard.
I go over to the person doing court portraits and I make sure that Pawpaw looks cute enough. Give him a tie. No, he's not wearing one, but give him a goddamn tie.
All right, do you think in bow tie or regular
tie? I'm thinking bow tie. He's a gentleman. Yeah.
That's a good one. Makes a bow tie for Pawpaw.
Moonshine, make sure she makes me look vascular as well.
You make him look vascular.
Make the hot one look hot.
Thanks, Darnell.
No problem. You see, Pawpaw makes his case and Coldane goes, all right, I've heard from Wilhelm Bronzebeard, the very most important member of ancient Dwarven House. I have heard from Talkative Gray Rat.
Okay.
You're both very persuasive.
Yeah, and you tread lightly because that rat's piss saved Gemma Bronzebeard.
All right, well, we have ways of finding out the truth in Frostwind. You see a group of men in iron masks, DiCaprio style.
Whoa.
Very stupid joke.
It was honestly just for me.
It was literally just for you, Jake. You guys see they are wearing dark blue lab coats. They come out from behind the throne. From a room behind the throne. They weren't just hiding behind a chair. Or maybe they were.
Ooh.
Spooky. Oh, thank you. It's getting cramped back there. They're wearing what looks almost like doctor scrubs. Their faces are covered in these iron masks with creepy circular eye holes, and then their mouths have these neutral expressions.
And you see one of them stands before the other ones and walks forward. And he goes, "Greetings, esteemed guests of Frostwind. We are the Iron Inquisitors. I am Inquisitor Fedor, and I will be leading the investigation. First, you." Points to you, hard one. You see
the Arch Clubs, you know this guy?
Yeah, he's real freaky.
You see a few iron dwarves grab you and pull you forward. You see that the inquisitors bring...
He's trying, really. Feels like you're just flexing, man.
I am.
Everyone already said you're hot. You can just relax.
I'm just proving the point.
Yeah. It's dedication.
You see some of the other inquisitors bring out a large chopping block. The iron dwarves kick out your legs until your head is pressed up against the chopping block. You see Inquisitor Fedor approaches, grabs your chin, and forces a vial of clear liquid into your mouth.
Don't shave me. Whatever you do, don't shave me.
Drink this.
I have a weak jaw. Fine.
You drink the vial. Hard one. This is essentially a zone of truth serum.
God damn it.
You can withhold information, but you cannot lie. And Inquisitor Fedor might not like it if you withhold information, so you'd have to be pretty clever to pull it off. You see, Inquisitor...
I have nothing to hide. Ask me anything. Scoundrel.
Is that true? I don't think that's true.
Let's find out.
You see, Inquisitor Fedor pulls out a large knife and a whetstone and begins sharpening it. He moves it with an expert's grace. And then you see one of the iron dwarves grabs your beard and pulls it all the way out across the chopping block.
Hey, everyone, okay? Just relax. Hey, as long as you tell the truth, the whole truth, and you did nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about, and we don't have to give you a little haircut.
Whatever. I fear nothing. Ha ha, courtroom. I have no fear in my heart at all, and I whisper...
Darnell, what do we do? I don't want to see the hot one without his
beard. Hard one, you can't lie. You clearly have fear.
I have a lot of fear.
Yes, I know you have fear.
Yaroslav, what if he looks schlubby without beard?
Oh, God, what if he have but two chin?
I can't lie. Darnell and Yaroslav's opinion means the world to me.
If I tried to cast Shield of Faith on his beard...
Go ahead.
Okay, I do that.
Can I cast Entangle on his beard? To make it, like, stronger?
Buff my beard. Buff my beard.
We're buffing the beard.
Guys, go ahead and give me... deception checks.
Oh, boy.
Deception?
Okay. Where's my deception?
11.
17.
It's not that good in a room full of people, y'all. you guys see, you go to cast spells, immediately fucking iron dwarves are on top of you. Kul'Dane goes, put them in shackles, bring them off to Sky Cells.
We're just trying to buff the beard.
You guys get dragged off.
Hard one, be safe.
Hard one,
honestly, I don't even have a truth potion right now, but I think you would still look good without a beard.
Thanks, Moonshine. I know in my heart and soul that I would not.
Yeah, just spilling your guts.
I'm nothing without my hair, Moonshine.
You don't have to talk, man.
I honestly can't help it.
You don't? No, you can.
Don't make my friend not hot. Don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
It's all I fucking have.
So Bev and Moonshine are fucking dragged off. You don't see where they go.
Balnor
also just starts flipping people off. Hey, fuck you, let go of my goddamn son, man. and Balnor gets dragged off with you guys. And you see Inquisitor Fedor looks at you, Hard One, and goes,
Hard One Surefoot, did you have anything to do with the attempt on Gemma Bronzebeard's life?
Oh, that's an easy one. No, I didn't. I had nothing to do with it.
Hmm.
Zero. Nothing.
Very good.
Are we done here? Because your axe is dangerously close to my beard, and I believe you probably have other people to question at
he
this said, point.
You see, he like just absentmindedly kind of like cuts off one little hair. Oh.
Easy does it. Easy does it. That was
no split ends at all.
Yep.
You must condition your beard. Do you use beard oil?
I sure do.
Ding! Please tell me name of beard oil. I must
yes,
know.
I must know.
Later, Darnell. Yeah, later, Yaris Flawed.
You're getting closer.
And you see, he continues. He goes, if you did not have anything to do with it, did you see who did? Who is Faceless Dwarf?
I don't know. It was a faceless dwarf. I fucking killed the guy. I killed the dude. Are you radioing your friends?
He goes, okay, hard one, Surefoot is innocent.
Woo!
Yeah!
I don't trust this one bit.
Of this crime.
Oh.
I jerk my head away from the block because I shouldn't be shaved at this point.
They pull it back over. Hardwon Surefoot, what were you doing out on the balcony with Gerard Coldain's betrothed, Gemma Bronzebeard?
I was having a chat with her that I think is my business. And no one else's, honestly.
So you have a tiny braid at the end of your long beard. They chop
okay,
off the little part.
Okay.
Withholding information, very bad.
So we had a relationship.
Oh,
okay, no surprise
yeah.
there.
Just
that
before?
Guy can attest to it.
Dead relationship?
We had an old relationship, and we were looking for closure. It was simple. She's getting married. I'm okay with that. It's on some level, not... Surface level.
Cuts more of your beard off.
God damn you, man.
No.
Tell me truth.
You're psychotic.
I will shave you clean. You will look like a baby.
I will look like a baby. I have chubby cheeks.
Yaroslav, I cannot watch.
You must, out of respect for the hot one.
Oh.
Right now... You still look like Thor in some of the movies. If I keep going, you're not gonna look like Thor anymore.
Okay, okay. I really don't want to look like the dude in the Men in Black movie. That ain't me.
What were you doing out there with Gemma Bronzebeard?
I was trying to get some, okay? Is that illegal here?
Is it?
You see, you're a cock goes, just like the.
Is it illegal to make out with the princess betrothed? Yes.
Illegal?
Yes.
Morally wrong for sure. You have it in the rule book?
You have cuckolded my son. Take him away.
Wait.
You guys.
Yeah, that's great. Take me away. Just don't shave me.
They don't shave you anymore. You just.
Huge.
Huge. Thank goodness.
Hard one. You are dragged through a tunnel beneath the keep, then led inside a cavern.
Who's dragging me?
What?
Who is dragging me?
Two iron dwarves.
Cool.
They seem very strong.
Not Darnell and Jorgis Love.
No. Not the two characters that Caldwell and Emily are playing. No. The Iron Dwarves look at you.
I give my prisoner a help action.
Do not try anything.
I've hidden a key inside the tea bag.
Darnell. they kill Darnell.
No! Darnell.
I never learned about your backstory, Darnell!
Darnell!
Okay.
How can I possibly go home to the bed we shared without Darnell?
Yugoslav, I had no idea!
Darnell, go ahead and make a deck saving throw to run away. One of the Iron Dwarves just absentmindedly tries to cut your head off.
Oh no, that's a 5.
I throw myself in the way for my lover.
Darnell is killed. Darnell is killed.
I fight for my lover.
At least I went to my grave seeing the hottest man in all of Bahumia.
I pulled out my pants and I flexed my butt cheeks for Darnell.
Oh, Moradin, is that you?
Please do not expose yourself.
You goddamn maniacs.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
Hard One, you are brought to one of the Frostwind Sky Cells. These are natural prisons up high in the mountains overlooking the city, open air and exposed to the brutal elements. You are thrown in a cell and you see that Beverly and Moonshine and Balnor are already here. And it looks like they kicked the shit out of Balnor. Like, he was like, he was talking way too much shit. He's still drunk. You see he's got shackles on his wrists and his ankles, and he's still talking shit as he's kind of passed out. Go on, hit me again, I dare ya. Hey, damn, I'm not telling you shit, man.
So, guys, don't worry, I think I held up pretty well in there.
What'd you say?
Yeah, what'd you say?
So I confessed to trying to hook up with Gemma, which I think angered some folks.
Not great, no.
You know that Iron Dwarf Darnell?
Yeah, Darnell, he seemed great.
Super deep. I feel like we had a lot to learn about him. He's dead.
So, no!
Yeah, he's...
But how did Yaroslav make out?
Yaroslav, I think, took it pretty bad. I think Yaroslav is still alive, though they tried to die at the hand of the Iron Dwarf. Honestly, I was pretty focused on my own shit. I didn't know if you guys noticed, but my beard is 3 inches shorter than it was before. So yeah. I've had the worst day of all.
Yeah.
I cut a little bit of my hair to make beard extensions.
Oh, I take it and I put it on for eyelash extensions. Thank you so much, Beverly. This is gorgeous.
Oh, well, I mean, it looks good, so can't argue with it.
No, I'll put it back on.
Papa comes forward and he offers a little bit of his hair.
We all give a little bit of our hair.
Yeah, I take a knee. Papa, you honor me.
Me. Papa also has cute little possum shackles. Me.
Aw. Oh.
Me. He starts to freak out again as if he remembers.
Yeah, that's my strong baby. Get stronger.
So you see, as Hard One is dropped off, one of the Inquisitors that came along with like the Iron Dwarves goes, you will be questioned about conspiracy to dishonor House Cauldane tomorrow morning, and don't even think about jumping out. There are gnolls down there. They're just waiting down there with mouths open. Eat you up, you Hot One. Eat you up like a big piece of meat.
I am a big piece of meat. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Well, I feel like I should leave. We could cut this with like a knife.
I think so. I'm still pretty horny from earlier, I think. That energy is flowing through me.
Right.
Just can't get a handle on these dwarves.
Welp, I love all of you.
I love you too.
Yeah, I love you too.
I'll see you in the morning.
You are will totally you tell not. Both my fiancés I am in prison? One works in a gem shop. The other one was the bouncer at the party.
Seems like two very different people.
I don't have a type. Leave me alone.
Hey.
Would you mind delivering this note to Prince Cyril? And I just wrote I have a piece of parchment that just says, hey, on it.
He looks at it. Whoa, man. You want to come out that hard? Or?
You think I should... Well, I should just do like a
I think like a dot, dot, dot after the hey might seem a little less desperate, man.
Okay, all right, maybe like an emoji, maybe like a winky face or something?
Ooh, winky,
that's more desperate.
Winky face?
Yeah,
okay,
man.
All right.
What about like a tongue out? Like, I don't know, maybe this will get crazy.
Oh, a shrug. A shrug would be nice.
Go for the sunglasses.
Shrug.
Go for the sunglasses.
Sunglasses?
Like,
that's classic.
Hey, man, imprisoned right now. What?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Shrug.
Oh, that's cute.
That's good, right?
Yeah. What about the one that's like this?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had a question mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I send that.
Right on. Hey.
Glad you guys, we workshopped it.
You guys take care of yourselves, okay? Don't die. Stay next to a trash can that is on fire or you won't live.
Okay.
Leaves.
Fuck you.
All right. Okay. Let me get the lay of this land of this prison
cell.
We got any kind of window in here?
Yes. It is completely opened.
I would like to peek out and look at the gnolls below.
You cannot see the gnolls below. You are hundreds of feet in the air. So you guys are bound at your wrists and at your ankles.
Okay. All right. I just try to pick the lock, I guess.
Okay. Go ahead and make an athletics check or an aerobics check or an acrobatics check.
Okay. Then I'm going to rage to make an athletics check with advantage.
Ooh.
21.
Yeah.
21. Moonshine, you do, you see as you start to pull it apart, it starts to shock you. This is definitely built for adventurers not as strong as you guys. Moonshine, you take 9 lightning damage as you pull it apart, but you do successfully break free of the shackles.
Yeah!
Yeah, bitch!
So.
I am down to 69 hit points.
Oh!
So... maybe it's for the best.
Horny episode energy. I love it.
Wow. Wow, Hard One. Could you break out of your shackles too?
Yeah, no problem, dude. Watch this. That's a nat 1. That was... That's right that happened.
Hard One, you take... 9 damage, and the lightning singes a little bit more of your beard.
Oh, no.
You
bastard. Can I try to break his shackles for him?
Yeah.
I'll give one more really strong try.
That's a 27.
No lightning damage, just full on break, Moonshine.
There we go. I did it that time.
Yeah, you did, Harvey.
All by yourself.
High five, Moonshine.
High five.
All by myself.
I would like to use Papa's piss to slip out of my handcuffs.
Disgusting. Sure. Go ahead and roll with advantage. Papa gives you a help action.
Thank you, Papa.
Beep.
Ooh, 17. What do I add to that?
Athletics or acrobatics?
Oh, great.
Or piss.
So that's going to be a 21.
Oh, sweet. Okay. You just take 6 damage, but you burst the shackles. So now all 3 of your hands are free. I'm going to say you guys are able to work together and get the rest off. You get Balnor's off. You get Papa's off very delicately because you don't want him to get shocked. You guys all have your hands and your feet free, but you are stuck up in this sky cell.
You went to great lengths to describe this, how stony this building was. I would like to cast Stone Shape on the wall and make a fucking door.
Yeah, Moonshine. You cast Stone Shape on the door, and you start to poke your head out, and you see that out in the hallway, there is a bit of a commotion. You see some of the guards are talking. And you overhear one of them goes, Inquisitor said they needed to question everyone. Bronzebeard said he was going to go grab people from his house, and then he just took off. They're trying to catch up to him now, but the Bronzebeards took a bunch of their boats and just took off into the sea. And you guys know, in the prime timeline, in the actual podcast, that Wilhelm Bronzebeard was behind the murder of his daughter. So in the...
Yeah.
So in this one, when the Inquisitors tried to bring him in for questioning, he seems to have, you overhear from the guards, he seems to have fled on his warships.
I would like to grab all of our old handcuffs, or at least the handcuffs that we didn't break. See right if we on. Can slap them on these guards.
Sweet.
Cool.
Go ahead and give me stealth checks.
Cool.
Okay, pass without trace.
Right on.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's going to be a 19.
Woo-wee.
28.
26.
Sweet. You guys successfully sneak up to them. I'm not even going to make you do an attack roll. You guys run up behind them, slap the shackles on them. They go, oh no, why? Where did you come from?
I say, fuck you. I hate you. Eat a salad.
Dudes, I am so sorry. He did not mean that.
I have never been more dishonored. My good friend Darnell just died.
Yeah. Look, we are just trying to escape. We never, ever meant to say something so hurtful.
Is that too much?
Yeah, dude.
That was too far.
So why sorry. Did you? I mean, we were maybe going to kill you tomorrow, but why'd you have to go and be mean with words, man?
Well, I guess you answered your own question a little bit. You were going to kill us. We got to go. Bye. Okay. I push him over.
You push him over. They fall.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
You guys begin running down the hallway. As you guys are running, you guys see rounding a corner is King Coldain with Cyrus Coldain and like a few guards. He does not have that many people with him. He is like running. And as you guys like round a corner and they see you, they put on the brakes and they go, wait, how'd you get out of cell?
We're innocent. We were cleared. The Inquisitor said so.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I just got a beard trim and they let us go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not how this works at all. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. I was about to come get you. Look, you have airship, right?
Hell yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I do. Fastest airship in the galaxy, in the world. With the best goddamn sound system you ever heard.
Okay. We do not know how to fly airship. You are only one who can catch Wilhelm Bronzebeard. You bring him back here, and maybe we forget about what happened.
Hey, if you're asking me to fly an airship and fuck up my girlfriend's father, yeah, I will.
Okay, but you have to promise me you'll never talk about the fact that you made out with Gemma out there.
Okay, and this will be the last time, but it was super hot.
Okay.
I'm serious. It was absolutely epic. We were both covered in possum piss. All right.
You see, he lends you some troops. He lends you a few guards to come along and help, like, man your ship.
Yargsglob, are you ready to fight?
I am ready. I have never been more ready. I watched my lover die in my arms. I want to test blood.
I give Yargsglob my hand.
Yargsglob goes into a level 17 rage.
Of course, who could forget about the legendary hero, Jarlsgaard? But you do see, before you go, he goes, and Bronzebeard has embarrassed me, okay? This needs to be victory for House Coldain. So you will take my son Cyrus along with you, and he will make the arrest. And he goes, Dad, I don't want to go. It's so fucking boring, man. It's not fucking boring. You're going in an airship. You're going to catch a traitor. How is that boring, Cyrus? You read weird little picture comics all day. Why don't you do the thing that's in the comics, you little fucking weirdo? I don't want to, man. I just want to read about it. Hey, what's your name, man?
Hey, I'm Beverly. What's up?
Oh, hey. What's up? You don't do stuff, do you? I like to just hang out, man.
All right, this is sweet, but we have to go. I scooped that dude.
Sweet. You scoop Cyrus. You see Balnor still drunk, going behind, staggering behind you, and King Cyrus Goldane grabs Balnor and goes, oh, and just in case you don't come back, I'll kill your dad. I keep him here.
Okay.
Just to be fair, that's fine. You have my son, I have your dad. This is fair. Fuck you, I love you, you're the rat.
Those are the sacred words.
Okay. Balnor, are you good with this?
Try to kill me, you pieces of shit.
I just start beating the shit out of Balnor.
Hit me harder, I'm not knocked out yet.
I think at this point it is better if Balnor stays behind.
So you guys join a fighting force of Khaldane's troops as you rush out onto your airship and take off into the sky. And within a few hours, you are able to catch up to two fleeing Bronzebeard battleships. The sails are this burnt orange with yellow helms and beards, the banner of the Bronzebeard House. And you are able to pull up right above them. How would you guys like to proceed? Actually, you know what? Let's just go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Well, before we roll initiative, I symbiotic entity at fungal form. Gotta do it.
That's 14.
11.
15. So I guess, like, while we're in the airship catching up, I'm, like, showing Cyrus, like, my graphic scroll collection.
Oh, this is... Hey, man, do you want to just, like, let everybody die and mean you just, like, read books or whatever?
You know, like, you're cute, but you kind of suck.
What?
Yeah, Bev, I think you gave it the best shot you could.
I was really ready to make this work. I was going to cheat on my boyfriend for you, but, like, you suck.
I honestly think you're detestable, man.
I love the tension between these guys. What do you think, Moonshine?
I think it's going to make something spicy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll say right at the beginning of the fight, you see a bunch of Khaldane's troops hop down onto one of the ships and start going at the Bronzebeard Knights, so we won't have to do the mechanics of, like, a million dudes.
Yeah.
But, Bev, you are first.
Okay.
You see Wilhelm Bronzebeard out on the deck, sees the airship pull up and goes, oh, hard one, Surefoot, trying to dishonor my family again, aren't you? Huh? Well, you killed my daughter.
I put my speaking stone in a solo cup and I start playing Two Princes by the Spin Doctors.
You see, Bev, down on the ship with Wilhelm Bronzebeard, there are about three knights that are like kind of gathered around him, protecting him, and then you see that there are some dudes with crossbows on the other ship that are kind of getting ready to shoot up at the airship.
How far away are the crossbows from me?
The crossbows, I'll say you guys are like probably 80 feet in the air right now.
Okay, so I want to just jump off the ship.
Hell yeah.
wait until I'm within Misty Step range, and then just gut right through a crossbow.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make an attack roll with advantage as you attack from above.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a nat 20.
Kalu Kalay.
Kalu Kalay. As I fall, I scream, Cyrus sucks. I love Erlen.
1, 2, Prince is here before you.
These are crossbow guys, so I don't know if I want to waste a smite on them yet. So I'll just go ahead and do a normal attack, I guess.
Okay.
Cool. All right. That's going to be 2d8s. Give me a second. All right. Ooh,
very
that's
nice.
Going to
that was
be
chunky.
Yeah, 21 damage.
Sweet. You mess one up quite a bit.
I'll take a second attack on him.
Right on.
Where are they positioned on the ship? Are they, like, up in the riggings, or are they just, like, on the
they're
deck?
They're, like, down on the deck, okay, just cool. Over the side. They saw you guys coming up from the airship, and they're trying to shoot at you.
Dope. All right, one more attack, if you don't mind. Uh-oh, that's a 13.
That does not hit.
Ugh. Still thinking about Erlen. So I'm on this ship now, and I guess I just, like, waved everyone else.
I give Bev a weird thumbs up.
That is Wilhelm Bronzebeard's turn. You see, on Wilhelm Bronzebeard's turn, he goes,
"Hard one, Surefoot, you coward, attacking us from the air, huh?"
You see, he runs back into a corner and casts Wall of Stone and just, like, corners himself in.
Fight me here, bro!
Oh.
Fight me here!
God, you're brave.
Hard one, that is your turn.
Can I get into the stone thing?
You can try to, you can, like, try to move the airship and, like, jump in from above.
Cool. Yeah, I am gonna do that, but I'm going to say, I always knew you were a prick, but I didn't say anything because I had too much respect for your daughter. But clearly, you don't have the same respect for your daughter that I do. So now I can say it. You are a barbarous little asshole. Oh. I'm gonna fuck you up, you old piece of shit. And now I'm gonna jump into that stone thing and really hope that I do it.
We gotta remember to do these speeches after we roll.
Yeah, it's true. That's a 19. Wait, is it an attack roll?
Yes.
19.
That hits.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo.
You essentially, he like cornered himself in the side of the ship. You are essentially stuck in a chimney with him.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man!
I'm the one that loves her, baby. Can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree. 14 damage.
Amazing.
To my future father-in-law.
Are the two princes Gerard and Cyrus?
They're Gerard and me.
He's trying to track the logic here.
Yeah. Okay, and then I took a second attack. It was a 15 to hit.
15 does not hit.
Then I'm going to use a luck point because I really hate this guy.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
That is a 20, not nat. Please hold your applause. I'll take one woo. I appreciated that. 12 damage.
Sweet. You swing into your future father-in-law.
And you know what? I think I'll also use this time to take a second win because that poison got me a little fucked up.
Moonshine, that is your turn. You see one hurt dude with a crossbow, 4 healthy crossbowmen, 3 knights that are banging on the wall.
This was ill-advised, sir. It's open air and they're attacking from the front. They're attacking from above. What were you thinking? Truly, what were you thinking?
That's your turn.
I would like to jump onto the ship and then gust of wind the crossbow guys off the edge.
Are you doing anything to soften your fall? You can just take damage.
I'm just taking damage.
Okay.
Yo.
Do you want to go into a rage or anything to have it?
Yeah, I got a bonus action. I can do that.
Okay. Moonshine, you go into a rage and you just take 10 damage. You roll your ankle pretty fiercely, but you can power through.
And then they got
Papa also rolls his ankle.
Oh my God.
Papa,
call
no.
The fight off. Call the fight
oh
off.
Oh no.
The baby.
Cancel the call podcast. The
Really? He just like, he stubbed a toe.
I take an opportunity attack to heal him.
So 60 feet long and 10 feet wide, blast from me in a direction that I choose. I'm pointing at the crossbow guys, so even if they don't get blown off, then they will get disadvantage.
Teacher, do I have to make a roll since I'm with the crossbow guys?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay.
You can aim it away.
Okay, great. Right. Awesome.
Okay, they make what kind of saving throws?
Strength save.
Okay.
Yeah.
I made it look because I did a bad job rolling. One of them saves.
And the other get blown 15 feet from me.
Okay. I will roll to see which direction we... Okay. You see a full two are...
crowded.
Are blown off of the ship, and the other two are blown back.
Okay. Is the one that was already injured blown back?
No. Ooh. He's still just hurt.
Okay. I spores him.
Yeah.
For 12.
He is dead.
Woo!
Mwah.
There are two crossbowmen left. That is the three knights' turns who are trying to get to Wilhelm Bronzebeard.
Hey, we're behind a stone wall. It's 1v1, baby.
They're going to try to climb around the outside to get to him. I'll have them do athletics checks. If they fail, they're going to fall into the water. One of them rolls a nat 20. He does a really good job. Wow, it's crowded in here. Hey, guys.
help me kill this coward.
Fuck off, man. That's my uncle.
Your uncle sucks.
Two of them make it. One of them falls into the water.
That's such a funny thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, your uncle fucking sucks.
Hey, your uncle's bad, man.
Fuck your uncle.
I don't know anything about you, but your uncle, that guy's bad.
Two of them make it to you. One of them misses on two attacks, and one of them hits on two attacks. That is 12 damage on the first hit and 10 damage on the second hit.
Ooh.
And then on initiative 8, hard one, you hear a familiar voice go, ha ha, I see a stupid ship flying through the air. What, did you learn how to fly that by reading, you freaking nerd?
Fuck you, Rust. I don't know how to read.
Yeah, dude,
you read so good. I don't know how to read.
Yeah, right, man. I used to see you. Sometimes you would go to class, idiot.
Yeah, sometimes I thought it was cool, but then you told me that it wasn't, and I know it's not now, you piece of shit.
He's going to go and try to climb the wall, and he successfully does, and he gets over to you, and he climbs down, and he goes, ha-ha, we're in a chimney together, you fucking idiot. And he hits once with his spear for 14 damage.
So has Wilhelm just like done the cowardly Santa maneuver here?
Yeah. That is Cyrus Coldain's turn. You see, he goes, "All right, I'm going to help everyone," and he jumps off the ship from 80 feet in the air.
I mean, I know I rejected you pretty hard, but come on.
You see, he instantly crashes onto the deck and is knocked out.
Okay.
And you guys know if he dies, they're going to kill Balnor.
Okay. No.
That is the crossbowman's turn. Okay. They are going to take a couple shots at Moonshine.
Jesus, we haven't all died on one of these shows yet.
They all miss.
Woo!
That is back around to Beverly.
Okay, is Cyrus on our boat or on the boat that
he's
I'm on?
He's on the boat with Hard One.
Okay, so he's on
but you
boat.
Can hop across. They're, like, close to each other.
Great. I think I want to try and, like, take out these crossbowmen first, though.
Okay.
There's two left?
Yes.
Great. I'll just take a swing at the more injured one, if there is one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does 11 hit?
It does not.
That's unfortunate to know. I will roll again. Oh, there we go. Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
Awesome. Then I will roll. You know what? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do a first level smite. Why not? Sweet.
Yeah, get it.
I hold up my sword aloft, and I say, Daddy Pelor, Save my friends. Cast your judgment on these small blue men.
Kalukale, man.
Kalukale!
Kalukale!
Yeah. God, it feels so good. 17 damage.
Sweet. You fully finish off another one of the crossbowmen.
Nice.
That is Wilhelm Bronzebeard's turn. On his turn, he goes, coward.
Coward.
I refuse to dishonor my family by facing. He merges into the stone and hides in the wall.
You, goddamn! I've met some.
You're
cowards.
So brave, Dad.
I've met some cowards in my. You're a pebble pot level craven.
Hard one. That is your turn.
Who am I in there with now? Just
Rust and two knights.
Cool. I'm gonna attack Rust.
Oh, dude, what are you gonna? You're gonna swing your axe or something? Huh?
You know what, man? I've met a brilliant possum lawyer on my journeys, and I've realized that reading is cool. He's the most learned person I've ever met. And knowledge is power, but also so is my axe. And I'm gonna swing my axe at Rust. 20 to hit, not nat, just one woo, please.
Super hits.
17 damage.
Woo!
You slash right into Rust.
And I will slash into him again, hopefully. 17.
17 hits.
Yes.
I don't like to wear armor, huh?
You know what? I don't know why I ever wanted your approval. You're a fucking loser, man.
What?
15 damage.
Oh, man.
Reading is cool.
The emotional thing hurt more. Do you think if I learned how to read that we could be friends?
Don't let the crowd seduce you into showing pity, Hardwell.
You know what, Rust? There's not a thing you could do in the world that would make me want to be your friend.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Okay. We have the gem of Ulfgar, right?
Yes, but you know you can't do it without the King's Hammer. That's the whole reason he came to Frostwind.
I know, but the Bronzebeards want that gem, right?
Mm. I mean, they would want Ulfgar, certainly, yeah.
Okay, then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold up the gem of Ulfgar and say, isn't this what you fuckers want? And then I want to jump into the water and then try to stealth Misty Step back up. So they think I'm in the water. And they dive into the water after me.
Here's what I'm going to do here.
Come and claim.
I don't think the Bronzebeards actually know that Ulfgar is in a gem, but Rust is very stupid. So I'm going to ask you to give a persuasion check with advantage against Rust's intelligence.
Oh, boy.
And I would like you to roll in front of the stage.
He's the big die.
First one is already not nat, but a 20.
Woo!
We'll go with the first one.
Hell yeah.
Hard one. You see Rust turns and looks at all of it. All the other guys just go, what? What the fuck is she talking about? And Rust goes, oh, I'm going to get that pretty rock for my dad. And he jumps into the water and immediately starts falling behind. Hard one, I'm getting tired. Help.
It's your uncle, by the way.
What?
Not your dad, but.
Help, Hard one, I can't swim.
I'm reaching for you, man.
Reach harder, man.
I'm doing my best.
Reach harder.
I'm reaching really far.
Wait, wouldn't Hardwon have gotten like an opportunity attack on him when he ran away?
Hardwon, would you like to slash this very stupid man as he jumps into the water?
Maybe not.
I feel
amazing.
I really feel like I do want to do that. That's a 23 to hit.
Super hits.
Cool.
It's what I said now to Princess. 12 damage.
Hard one. You cut his back open as he jumps into the water, and you see some sharks starting to come up and start swarming around him. Oh, there's fish with big teeth!
That's what you get for teasing me. I feel so conflicted.
I never had a real family, Hard One, but I always felt like, in a weird way, you and I were brothers.
You see a shark eats him.
And I misty step back up and spores one of the archers.
You kill the other one.
Did you know that guy?
Beverly Moonshine, I'm going to need you guys to take me to therapy.
Anytime, brother.
And how?
That is Cyrus Coldane's turn. I'm going to roll a death saving throw. I'll roll it in front of the stage.
Add +4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no. Is he
no,
am
he's
I close
on
enough?
The other ship.
Ah,
he's
shit.
Dead in the middle of the other ship. He was wearing a huge backpack into battle.
He's so lame.
Hentai just falls everywhere.
Cyrus!
Oh, dear. What?
Fine, I'll save him next turn.
There we go.
Woo!
There's no hentai in heaven.
That's back around to Bev's turn.
Okay. Fine, I'll jump from the other boat to Cyrus's boat, and I'll stabilize him with touch hands.
Sweet.
Okay.
What are you going to say to him, though?
I wake him up, and I say, you got to be better, man.
Beverly, my love, you and I.
Okay. Oh.
We run the way.
You know
Hard
what?
I mean, Beverly, I found the best way to get him off your tail is just get engaged. That's my advice.
Beverly, will you marry me? I accept.
Jesus Christ, how many weddings are we going to go to in Frostwind?
Hard one, that is your turn. There are two of these knight guys that are up in your business.
Okay, is my non-future father-in-law anywhere to be
He's
seen?
He's hiding in a stone wall right now.
Okay, I piss on the wall really quick, and then I'll attack the other knights that are in there.
Sweet.
That is a net 20!
Yeah!
D12
nice work. There there you go.
That's right. Watch this. 21 damage. It might have felt slow to you guys, but that was lightning fast to me. I'm proud of myself.
Did you roll 3d12?
I did.
You did. Sweet. He is quite hurt, but still alive.
I will see if I can kill him now. That is a nat 1.
Ooh.
Does
highs and lows, baby.
Do I have a luck point?
You definitely have at least one left.
One left?
You have one left, I believe.
All right.
Fuck it, I'll
there
use that.
There you go.
26 damage.
Hell yeah.
Or sorry, no, sorry. 26 to hit.
Right.
10 damage.
Sweet. You kill another dude.
Sick. And I piss on the wall a little bit more.
That is Moonshine's turn.
All right, I guess I'm just going to go up and dispel magic on the meld into stone spell.
Nice.
Let me see what level spell that
it's
is.
It's a third level spell, so dispel magic just dispels it.
Moonshine. You get to the, you hop over to the other ship, you hold your hand up, you dispel the wall. You see Wilhelm Bronzebeard falls down. No. Okay, everyone relax.
I spores him.
He's already quite hurt from a hard one beating on him.
I start playing that song, how you gonna be so rude?
Yeah, drag him, Hard One.
Don't you know I'm human too?
Sound on this ship is pretty good.
It really is, man. The solo cup bumps.
Oh, wow. It's made of bronze.
You see, that is the... last remaining knight's turn. It's just, you see a bunch of, you see the Coldane knights have like taken over the other ship. They've kind of beaten their Bronzebeard counterparts. The fight is going your way at this point. And there's really, the only fighting force left is this one knight, Wilhelm Bronzebeard. And as this knight like goes to swing, Wilhelm goes, wait, okay. Look, hard one, I know we have our differences, but I think we both love Gemma, and
I'm gonna marry that girl. Marry her anyway.
We both love Gemma, and I think you'd make a fantastic son-in-law.
I want to swing my axe at him so badly.
That is, Bev, would you like to do anything?
I would like to go up to Wilhelm Bronzebeard and say, how about a double wedding? We shall ally the houses of Togold and Coldane. And then in my heart, I'm like, Erlen, I'm sorry, but politics is politics.
You see Wilhelm Bronzebeard goes, all right, that sounds great. I'd love to walk my daughter down the aisle. He casts Hold Person on Hard One.
Right.
Hard One, go ahead and give me a Wisdom saving throw.
Are we out of combat?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just lying. He's a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, guys. I'm super smart.
No, that's good.
That is. Do I add any Beverly's little thingy to me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
by
you now.
He's right up in the business.
Do I just add four or roll a four?
You add four.
Oh, sick. 19.
Yeah.
He's just like a fucking liar. He goes to cast Hold Person on you and kick you into the water to like drown you. And he thinks he got you. He thinks he got you with the Hold Person spell. And he goes to kick you off the ship. What do you do, Hard One?
I grab his foot and I try to fling him off the ship.
I cast Conjure Animals to bring the sharks back.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
That's another nat 20,
whoa!
Motherfucker.
Hard One and Moonshine, please finish him.
You know what, man?
I'm conducting the sharks like an orchestra.
I appreciate you pretending to give me your permission to marry your daughter, but I don't need it because we're not getting married. We're just going to keep on making out a bunch and see where it goes. I grab his boot and I throw him over to Yargslav. Yargslav, do whatever you want with this motherfucker. He killed Darnell.
Finally, I shall have the death I deserve. And he grabs the king, and then they power bomb into a shark's mouth.
Yargslav, no!
I'm coming for you, Darnell. I'm coming for you.
Yargslav, come join me in the forge.
It's so goddamn beautiful.
You see, the Frostwind dwarves had been like taking down the Bronzebeard flags and putting up Coldane ones, and they start flying them at half mast.
Fuck them. I love them. May they both eat rats in Morden's forge.
So you see,
as he's getting, as Yaroslav has a look of bliss as the shark slowly swallows him.
Yaroslav.
I take a photo with my speaking stone.
So you see the sharks brutally eat with Jarl's bed?
Yaroslav.
How dare you misname?
I'm sorry, I forgot very important character, Yaroslav. The sharks fully eat Yaroslav. Bite Wilhelm Bronzebeard at the neck, and his head pops off and rolls onto the ship. And you see Cyrus Coldane runs over and grabs the head and goes, "For the glory of Frostwind, it is I, Cyrus Coldane, champion."
I do a really polite golf clap for him.
Yeah,
you see a bunch of the other guys go, "Yeah, man, good fucking job, dude.
Beverly, that's your fiance right there."
Don't worry. It never really goes to a wedding, from my experience.
That's true. I missed you step to the other ship.
Sweet. So you guys take these Bronzebeard ships. You take your airship. You have the head of Wilhelm Bronzebeard. Proving that you got your revenge, that justice was served. Everyone thinks Cyril Coldain did it. He comes back, and there are just like cheers throughout. Cyril Coldain, greatest warrior in all the world. You couldn't do it, could you, big summer dwarf?
Yuck it up. Yuck it up. When my beard grows back, you're done.
And you guys meet with King Coldain, who pardons you. And ultimately decides not to have any marriage happen between the houses of Bronzebeard and Coldain. So Gemma is single again.
Oh!
So you see Gemma walks up to you after the king declares you innocent, and she goes, so I guess we're kind of free to get into like a super serious thing now.
Yeah, it can be.
Do you remember when we were kids and we would talk about how, you know, when we were grown-ups we would open up a tavern in Irondeep? We could like do that now.
Yeah, no, a tavern sounds awesome. Maybe like super far in the future, obviously, because we both have just in the future in general we'll open the tavern. Hey, I'm saying yes, tavern, we're gonna do that, but just both of us have our own shit that we want to do, obviously.
You came to Frostwind the night before my wedding. What do you want to do?
Hey, look, my friend Beverly is getting married this weekend, I think. Moonshine is having a Sunday wedding. Why don't we just...
Hey.
Yeah, this is my friend Moonshine.
Cheers to Moonshine.
Hey.
What's your deal?
You cast any spells, girl?
No, not really.
Interesting.
You know what?
You know what?
I came so close to losing you, Gemma. I want to say fuck you. I love you. Eat a rat.
Gemma embraces you and you kiss. And you see King Coldain comes forward and he goes, there will be no marriage between Bronzebeard and Coldain, but there will be marriage between Coldain and Tolgold.
Oh no!
Also
bring out the priest, let's make this official, everyone!
I'm gonna marry that boy, marry him anyway.
Cyril Coldain, do you take Beverly Tolgold the Fifth to be your lovely wedded husband?
I'm so sorry, Beverly. It usually doesn't get to the stage.
What the
fuck
is going on?
I do. Beverly Tolgold the Fifth, do you take Cyril Coldain to be your lovely wedded husband?
I polymorph him into a wolf. Run, Bev. Run.
Beverly turns into a wolf and fucking rushes off. And that's where we'll end our session. Thank you so much, Boston. You were so great.
Thank you, Boston.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.